This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
State health officials are temporarily waiving regulations that were making it harder for doctors to use telemedicine. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports the state has now made it easier for doctors to treat people remotely as the coronavirus spreads throughout the state.
Dr. Ogachika Alozi is the chief medical officer at Del Sol Medical Center in El Paso. Telemedicine has played a big role in the care his clinic provides. Telemedicine, or telehealth, is simply medical care you get outside of a doctor's office, mostly at home. Alozi says he's been talking to other medical providers about finding ways to treat patients remotely for years.
When I would tell people about telemedicine, I was like, hey, this is something that is within your reach. It's within your workflow. It can make you more efficient.
But Alozi says during those conversations, doctors told him about the obstacles they faced in actually getting a program like that in place. And Alozi says the barriers weren't the obvious things, like having the right equipment or software.
Historically, the technology has not been the difficult part. It's been the payment.
Specifically, how healthcare providers were reimbursed by health insurance companies for care they gave through telemedicine. Getting that money was very different compared to how they were reimbursed for in-person care.
And so you would do a visit, but the visit would pay somewhere between 40 and 80% of our in-person visit. And so there was no financial benefit to a lot of physicians.
But as the coronavirus started to spread and doctors and public health officials asked people to self-isolate, telehealth became pretty important. Stephanie Goodman, a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Insurance, says her agency started hearing from doctor groups about the state's regulations.
They were raising concerns with us about making sure doctors would continue to be able to provide services, especially in rural areas.
In rural areas, doctors and hospitals are harder to come by. And Goodman says telemedicine could come in handy if some doctors come into contact with someone who tests positive for COVID-19. That's the disease caused by the coronavirus. That way, if they don't have symptoms but need to quarantine themselves, they can still pitch in and help patients. And this is why Goodman says the state is waiving a slew of regulations.
We need these folks to be able to ramp up quickly to serve their patients.
The first thing the state did was require that doctors get paid the same for telehealth care as they do for in-person care. Another was basically opening up what platforms doctors can use. While some insurers had required patients and doctors use a certain portal or type of technology, Texas officials now say they can use whatever they have. Goodman says that makes things way easier.
You can bet that your doctor has a phone. If your doctor suddenly had to have a whole new service come in and provide other things, that's going to take longer. We don't have that kind of time right now.
And Goodman says there's another rule that the state has waived.
There was a state law saying that you must establish the doctor-patient relationship in person before you can use telemedicine. The governor waived that.
And federal officials also waived some parts of privacy laws known as HIPAA, which allow doctors to talk to patients using basically any kind of platform the patient prefers. Dr. Ogachika Alozi from the Del Sol Medical Center in El Paso says he thinks the combination of all these changes has created a big shift.
I think that democratizes and opens up and catalyzes this process whereby if your patient has an iPhone and you want to do FaceTime, do FaceTime and document it and bill the visit.
Doctors and patients can also use Google Voice or WhatsApp or even just connect over a normal phone call. Alozi says these changes, basically put into place from one day to the next, shows that things can be done pretty quickly to meet our healthcare needs when necessary.
We put up potentially artificial barriers, but this has driven us to focus on what's practical, what's efficient, and what works. And hopefully on the back end of this pandemic, we can keep the things that work and then put those safety mechanisms around them as well.
Stephanie Goodman with the Texas Department of Insurance points out, though, that the bulk of these changes to telemedicine laws only apply to people with state-regulated plans, which is about 15% of Texans. About 40% of health plans in Texas are federally regulated. And these changes are also temporary. Things could change once this coronavirus crisis passes. But Goodman also thinks this could give the state an opportunity to look at healthcare a little differently.
One of the things we're all going to learn across healthcare and insurance is how many of these kind of provisions may have the potential to help us expand care outside of a disaster situation.
And Dr. Alozi says it's been eye-opening to see how this pandemic has changed the way health officials approach healthcare.
I think, it's funny. I was on a call with a couple of colleagues the other day, and they're like, wait, so literally in 48 hours, the government has gotten rid of all the barriers that they always said were dogma and that they couldn't get rid of, right? But all of a sudden, little virus has changed the things that they said they had to do.
On the federal level, health officials have opened up telemedicine laws for Medicare patients. However, it's up to Congress or emergency orders from the White House to change things for the federally regulated plans that most Texans have. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.